we continue on page Pei Aleph in Das Hatzmichot. The Mechaber says Telutzim lo nosnim chayim. Literally, answers do not provide life. Yomar Adam, a person will say, "Ein li zman, I don't have time. Ani asok, I'm busy. Yesh li isha, I have a wife. Yiladim tzarich parnosa, I have a wife. I have children. I have job obligations. Hakol nochon, everything is true. We have many responsibilities, and each of us are certainly saddled with a very manic schedule in life. Hakol nochon." So the Mechaber gives an incredible mashal. And again, remember, we're continuing now on the basic theme where the Mechaber is focusing on the idea that we have to reorient our lives to have a spiritual life. And he says, for example, a person says, mashal ma'adav adome, adam nintzvah beis cholim. A person is in the hospital. Chol b'machala kasha b'kliya. A very serious illness. Harofei masbir lo, ela hashtalas kliya, she'alosa shloshim elef dolar. And the doctor says very simply, here are your choices. You can have a kidney transplant that is going to go ahead and cost $30,000, or within 2 months, you're going to be dead. So the ill person says to the doctor, what can I do? My financial situation is very dire. I don't have any funds. So the doctor says, fine, if you have no options, then ultimately you die. In gimach shemachalik $30,000, hamedina lo miskabetz. Ze mashiyesh tachlit o sha'at masig es asikum umamshich be'ezras Hashem lachios o shechalilo tamus. So the doctor says to the patient, "Listen, here are your options. Either figure out a way to somehow make it work. Either figure out a way to somehow find the $30,000, or recognize that you're going to die." Kol ha'isnatzlios kol ha'teirutzim afilu shem tzotkim b'meas ha'achuzim lachios oso heim lo yichyu. Efshar lahotzi sefer shel terutzim, aval chayim mitirutzim af echa lo yochel lekabel. And the amazing part is you might have all the reasons why you can't find the $30,000, all the reasons why you have all the pressures that would prevent you from doing it, but at the end of the day, if you don't come up with the money, then you don't have life. So what's the nimshal? What's the parable? What's the lesson for us? A person might have many different reasons why they're living a very physical life. Might have many different reasons why we choose to identify with our physicality over our soul. The amazing part is, I might be right. There may be many reasons why I lead a physical life and identify more with physicality than spirituality. But at the end of the day, the fact that I have good reasons for it doesn't change the fact that it's the wrong decision. It's difficult to acquire life in a way that is opposite the reality. Adam yinasel aleches al harosh chatzi daka ulay yatzliach. A person might succeed in walking on his head for half a minute, but a person certainly can't live that way. Identifying with the physical side, with the material side, and ignoring the spiritual side of our identity is like trying to live life walking on your head. It's impossible. It's not sustainable. Ubalashon Chazal Nikra Davar Zeh, quotes the Gemara Maseches Pesachim, Olam hafuch ra'isi. I have seen an upside down world. Hakol kan hafuch. Very often the world that we live in is backwards, upside down. Priorities are not straight. B'makom shan neshama tihiyeh merkaz ha'chayim, v'aguf ye'eze levush, rak dak she'ito mishtamshim, ha'metzios hi'afachis lechalutin. Instead of the body being secondary to the soul, being a garment for the soul, often the body becomes dominant and the soul becomes secondary. Anachnu mizuhim kol hazmanim achomer umargishim she'osim tovu lebore olam kishebo'im pam b'shavo lishtatef b'shir Torah. So we're so enmeshed in the material and the physicality, and we feel like we're doing something good if we come once a week to go to a shir. Ze hafoch legamrei me'amatzius. This is a fundamentally polar opposite of what our reality is supposed to be. Lo ra'isi adam ha'ochel b'yom chamishi b'layla prusas uga va'omer yotzasi yedei chovas achila l'choyim ha'shavua. I've never seen someone who sits down on Thursday night, eats a piece of cake and says, okay, I've been yotze, I fulfilled all of my obligation of eating for the week. Madua, why not? Ki hu ra'ev, because he's hungry. Zelo ya'azor sha'adam yomar yatzasi dechova habeten margisha techushas ra'ev va'alov le'echo mashu. So a person could say, okay, it's Thursday, I'm going to eat on Thursday for the whole week and I won't eat anything else for the rest of the week. It's a nice idea, but at the end of the day, it's not going to work. Why? Because it defies the physical reality. Because at the end of the day, a person is still going to be hungry. In Nargish Ra'i Ruchani, Kimoshanu Margishim Esara'av Hagashmi, if only we were able to feel spiritual hunger in the same way that we feel physical hunger. Pitarnu Eskol Haba'ayot Shalachayim. Oh, how we would solve all of the challenges and difficulties of life. Our greatest challenge is identity, that we identify with physicality over spirituality. People often think that they're having a personal problem, an individual problem. So it's amazing. Very often we assume that our struggles are linked to a personal challenge that is uniquely ours. But in reality, yes, we all have our challenges. But at the end of the day, the fundamental problem that we each endure, yes, we have multiple smaller individual problems, but the fundamental global issue that we each encounter is a fundamental, is a ba'ya shorashit, is a problem at our very core. V'hi, sha'metzius shalanu einenu ha'metzius ha'amitit she'tzricha li'yos. The problem is that the reality in which we endure is not the true and appropriate reality. So at the end of the day, although we might, our problems may manifest in multiple ways. Sometimes I have this challenge, I have that challenge, I fall, I transgress, I don't do this thing right or that thing right. Those are all details. At the end of the day, what the Mechaber, what the Sefer is suggesting is that the core issue that allows for all of these smaller issues to manifest themselves is that my reality is not correct. My reality is skewed. I'm identifying with the material world, with the material side of me as the dominant force and the spiritual side as the secondary force. And when the metzius, when the life reality, when the life construct, when the life identity is skewed, then all types of problems creep up. And as the Mechaber taught us again last week, very often we choose to tackle the smaller issues and ignore the greater dominant metzios, the greater dominant reality that is broken, that needs to be addressed. Emirat Hashem will continue on the middle of page Pei Beis tomorrow.